views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share this life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses and shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, I have one of my very favorite guests on the show. I think it's unanimous. My guest today is Mr. Leroy Malouf, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar, and he also is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process. He's an author of two books now. Without further ado, I present to you Mr. Leroy Malouf. If you've been listening, you know that Leroy's been on this show many times. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. And hello, everybody.
Thank you so much for taking your time and energy. I feel that your timing is for this radio show. We had to make a little switch here because of your schedule. And I figure, yeah, it's good timing, Leroy. We could use someone with an open heart right now to cheer us up.
Yay.
And what are we talking about today?
I want to again remind the listeners about the biggest paradox about us human beings. And that is, we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go what we say we don't want. And unfortunately, most of us are going strong to only 20% of our lives, which means we're going weak to 80%. And that 80% includes things like being upset, reacting, depressed, judging ourselves, judging others, not accepting ourselves, angry, drama, and it goes on and on.
So, and I have a question for you this morning.
Yes.
Because we've talked about this many times, and it just came to me that, you know, a lot of this is external, right? Like a lot of the information that we're receiving these days is challenging to receive.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that effect on us, has that changed, that 80%? Like, I feel like we're really, really being challenged these days. Many people.
Well, and of course, when you look at the elections in the United States, there were many, many, many people extremely upset.
It's just not just the United States, because the fallout effect is like definitely here in Canada. People are concerned. People are concerned all around the world.
Yes. 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 Well, again, one of our reactions to the external world is that we get upset, we get angry, but that's not the external world that's doing that. It's us. Mm-hmm. When we're not neutral to what's going on in the world, we react. And every single thing that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to. Now, again, I'm repeating what I've said before. For example, my wife and I met 64 years ago, last October 3rd at 5:30 p.m.
I still remember the date and the time. I love you, Leroy. At 5:30 p.m.
It was a blind date. She showed up in this beautiful gown for a formal dance. And we've been pretty much together ever since. And we're, you know, there are many times I didn't think we were going to make it. We're in the best place we've ever been, largely because she's got a lot of unconditional love. You need that if you live with me.
Leroy, absolutely. Thank you. I'm just teasing you. You're actually very easy to get along with, but you have very high standards.
Well, and what I say is, I want to go neutral to absolutely every single thing she says, thinks, or does, and every single thing she doesn't say, think, or do. And people kind of look at me in a puzzled way. And I say, look, I support her. I love her. But if I'm not neutral, I react. And that gets in the way of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And many people are talking about this. And, you and I both have been, we've been working together for 7 years now. We've seen so many miracles happen. I mean, you know, I told you about when we went to see Dr. Strange, Will and I, and I'm like, what's this guy's problem? He went across the world to get all this done. He went broke and his hands are still shaking.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We've seen so many miracles over the years.
Yes.
Children, like babies that weren't supposed to be coming into being, that do, and they're healthy. A lot of this is documented. Autistic children that make a huge turnaround. People whose careers change dramatically because they step into their creative power. I've had clients who were like absolutely broke and now they're making $1 million, easily in a year, things like that. These things happen all the time, every day.
Yes.
So why is it that we as human beings tend to focus on the negative shit? Excuse me, shift. if we put all our focus into what's bad is happening in the world instead of the good that's coming out of it, we're going to be putting a lot of energy into more bad happening in the world. And, how do we balance ourselves to really get to this place where we're not going to do this anymore? We're not going to react. We're going to stand up in support of everybody.
Well, of course, one key way is by learning to get to neutral. And you mentioned, by the way, our neutral workshop. We now have it as an online course, and people can get a 60% off coupon by going to our website, which is ewbp.com.
Cool. Leroy, just share your contact information now because we're going to have to go to a quick break and we have already two callers that are sitting here patiently waiting.
Okay.
But just share your information, how people can get in touch with you and how they can find that program and your books, etc.
Yes, well, that's one of the main ways, ewbp.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process. And I'm located on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and my phone number is 508-375-6452, 375-6452.
Okay. And so, Leroy, when we come back, we, as I said, we have callers waiting and we are going to take some of these calls, shift some energy for some people and talk some more about this, how we can get into this beautiful state of neutrality, which allows us to make really strong choices. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. When we return, we will be back to take more calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And we have callers who've been patiently waiting.
yes, indeed we do. Shall we go to the first one right now?
Absolutely, Brian.
Why don't we go to Shelley from the city that never sleeps, New York. Here we go, Shelley. Welcome.
Hi, Shelley. Hello. Oh, my God. I don't believe that. I'm the first one. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work you're doing. It's phenomenal.
You're very, very welcome. It's good to hear your voice. What can Leroy and I do for you?
In fact, it's about my son. He's 10 years old. He has autism. And that's it. It's like, It's not that simple. It's a lot.
Okay. So I just want you to just take a deep breath right now.
I'm trying. I'm so like overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird being on the radio. It took me a year or so to get used to it. So don't feel bad if you're challenged in a couple minutes here. So I just like to get a baseline from people, just to, you know, like zero being like I'm totally neutral to this, and 10 being, oh, this is the absolute worst. Where are you on that scale when you think about your son?
Okay, it's 10.
Yeah. And so what I wanted to say to you is before I can feel Leroy working away here. But I wanted to say to you that, you know, I have worked with a lot of parents with autistic children and seen them take miraculous changes very, very quickly. And I just wanted to point out that autism is actually a label. That's all.
I know.
It's just a label. I talk about this. We pray to God to please send us these beautiful angels who are going to change the world for us because it's a little bit challenging right now. And then when these angels show up, we don't like the way they present themselves. So we do things to change them. Okay. So we're just going to strengthen 100% here that your son is exactly where he needs to be, exactly how he is, exactly where he is, why he is, what he is, all of that. We're just going to strengthen that. This is no accident that your son is on this planet at this time. Okay, Leroy.
So I think that's major. I'm sorry to interrupt. I think that's major. It's like I have so much resistance. I can't accept it. It's like I'm telling myself all the time, as long as I live, I do everything to improve him and to make him more independent, more like more able to take care of himself and all these things. And that's maybe I have so much resistance in me.
Well, for the condition. You're a mom. You're a mom. And moms are taught to worry. So we're going to, I'm background, but I can feel Leroy just itching to tell you stuff. Leroy.
Thank you.
When I check your energy, and your son's energy. And I check body, you're both strong. Mind, you're both strong. Spirit, you're both weak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all three are important. So for each of you now, we're going to separate these, body, mind, spirit, and we're going to get each of you strong to all three of them, especially spirit now, since that was the weak one. And we're going to separate them for each of you and make them strong and equal. And then we're going to combine them and make them strong and equal.
This is what I would refer to as the authentic self triad, you know, your body, soul, and your spirit. So when those three are in balance, that's when we are able to move forward in our strongest way.
Okay.
And Leroy, our bodies really take a lot of the heat, hey?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
well, the common thing, if something's wrong with the body, the assumption is that it's a physical problem. When 98% of what goes on with us humans in terms of what's blocking us is non-physical. And we also have life issues. We need to get you neutral, Shelley. What's the worst thing that can happen if your son does not get over autism?
That's one day I'm not going to be here, and he's not going to be independent, and he's not going to be responsible for himself, but he will be depending on others, which I don't know who will they be, that he, God forbid, not going to be with good people who really take care of him. So that's my main worry, actually.
Okay.
And how old are you?
Sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 50.
Yeah. See, this is what's coming up is half a century of suffering. And you don't want your son to go through another 50 years of suffering without you. So let's just strengthen you that he's not going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to start strengthening for 100% better life now. And I'm getting that what's very common with autistic children or children who have been labeled autistic is that the people around them are not 100% working for the betterment of this child. And this is what I'm working on in the background. And I'm not talking about it being on a conscious level. I'm talking about once someone is labeled, that label makes it very challenging for other people to see that child in their power, in their greatness, in their beauty. And so and for your son on a spiritual level, it's very common at the age of 3 for people to recognize the separation from source energy. And I've been working on strengthening him back to source energy. Do you have any religious followings or anything that you were raised in a certain religion?
Yes. I was raised, I'm Jewish and my father was Orthodox, but I didn't like it. I didn't like to live that way. I'm more spiritual, even though I'm observing some Jewish tradition, but inside me, I'm very spiritual. And I really, you are so right. I really got to a point in my life that I said, that's it. I'm deciding from now on. And I'm deciding not to suffer. I'm deciding that I'm in charge now, and I'm not a victim anymore.
Okay, so what's going on right now? We just want to strengthen this. This is your connection to source energy. And when we're afraid of source, and we think of it as being some guy in the sky that's going to whack us over the head with a cane if we make one mistake, and he's just waiting for us to do that, you know? That's right. Not the most pleasant. And so we just change that to what I learned when I was working with the Resonance Project Foundation and as an emissary, that God is not the guy in the sky with the cane. God is a force of energy. It's life force energy. It's divine love, pure divine love that you can connect with at any time you wish to, that you're always actually in connection with, whether you're aware of it or not. And this is unconditional love. This is divine love. Your son is loved. Your son is not an accident, or he wouldn't be here. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, that he's strong. Leroy, when you test it right now, how does it feel balance-wise for these two?
It's feeling balanced. And what we want to do also is to take this unconditional love you're referring to, and let's strengthen and expand that love in his heart.
Mm. Thank you.
And in his heart, in his chest. And we're going to reboot the DNA in every cell in his body, and particularly every cell in his brain, and all in line with this unconditional love.
And what I'm getting also is we're just going to strengthen your son and you. You know, Leroy and I are talking about this, that, you know, within to put the energy into your core, into your spine, like into your midline, and run the energy up and down really quickly, like a zipper. Zip, zip. Remember in Egypt, Leroy?
Yep.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that, you know, that we can very quickly, very efficiently cancel, and that you're going to see your son standing strong in his power 100%.
Great.
Wonderful. And that's the picture. And I find that, you know, as a mother, yes, we easily go into this worry about our children. Having said that, your son is 10. Where is his father?
Around. He's around.
And so you don't feel that his father is able to handle his son?
Oh, wow. That's so amazing what you're saying. I start to do it because I'm so tensed. So I start to ask him, like, try to take control. You're a little bit more relaxed than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
And
so
happens?
I'll do it. Yeah. Hello?
Okay. So, Shelly,
we're
going to do is we're just going to ask you to hang on through the break here. And Leroy and I'll work on this some more. And then when we come back, we'll check in with you and see what number you're at. How does that sound? Okay, I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, that's T-A-I-L-S, if you're looking for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And also, we have the EUP online program that is also available at energeticupgrade.com. I am available on all social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Mr. Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process here with us today. And we also have Shelley on the phone. Brian, do you have Shelley there?
Yeah, we do, Shelley. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, Shelley, I just wanted to check in with you number-wise, just to get a baseline again here from you. Has that shifted for you at all?
Yes, I feel 8. I feel 8 now.
Okay. That's good. So we're just going to strengthen that. Leroy, I'm going to give you the floor here because we were doing some shifting over the break here. And just let Shelley know what we came up with here.
Shelley, we're also going to take you and your husband and your son as a triad. And what we want to do is strengthen a totally positive energy flow between all three of you. And then there's, when we think about ourselves in a relationship, there's internal dynamics, how we're thinking about it, internal boundaries, external boundaries, and external dynamics. We're going to strengthen all four of those for all three of you to strengthen the relationship and fully support your son.
Thank you.
How are you feeling right now?
Good. I'm zipping the energy along the midline all the time, so I'm much better. I'm much better.
Okay, and I'm getting your around a three, and so we're just going to leave it at this. What I want you to know also is it's not just about zipping the energy up and down your spine in your core. It's also when you think about your son, strengthening him in that way. And you can picture him standing in front of you and your husband, because your husband loves your son very much. What's coming up is he doesn't know how to communicate with him. That's all.
It's true. Correct.
Yeah. And once the communication, so we, Leroy and I were strengthening very strong communication between them, which does not have to be verbal. And actually verbal communication, there's all sorts of room for argument, right? Whereas when people start to communicate intuitively, they are more able to empower each other. And so the number one goal for you is to strengthen yourself. Every time you feel worry, delete it and see your son doing really, really well. That's not so hard.
I mean, I have just a question. When you say delete it, just run it up and down the spine?
Yeah, that's what's happening is what you're doing basically is you're taking all your fear, and just like you would on a computer, you're just pressing delete and saying, I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. And then really like seeing your son. And I like to see when dealing with these dynamics, these extremes, sometimes it's very beneficial to see like how you want your child to look up close in front of you, like a full-on movie, you know, like colorful, bright, brilliant, seeing him with friends, laughing, smart, with, you know, all the things that you would love for him to have. And then taking any of the fear and just make that a postage stamp, make it black and white and send it as far away so that you can barely even see it anymore. You don't even recognize it. And run the energy up and down your spine when you're doing that. And you'll find that your son will start to change the way he communicates with other with his father. I'm getting number one. That's when you'll start to notice a shift there.
Wow. Amazing.
So yeah. So let us know. Anyone can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and we love to hear from you. So let us know. We've had some pretty amazing things happen off this radio show. You know, people, getting back in connection with me and, you know, I just want to say that, you know, open your heart to the possibilities here and to all the love that, people have for you, your son and your husband. And we all have this, most people on this planet have a huge desire to have a beautiful, loving family life with, you know, with everybody healthy and happy and fit. And this is something that's not asking for too much. So we just strengthen you to that. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your family the very best.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Okay. Wow, Leroy, that's so awesome. I can really feel the calmness coming over this situation. Can you?
Yes, it feels much better.
Yeah, it feels so much better. Brian, we have another caller, apparently.
Yes, indeed we do, my friends. It's Raul from Seattle, Washington. Here we go. Go ahead, Raul.
Hello, friends.
Hello. How are you today, Raul?
I don't know how I am.
What can Leroy and I do for you today?
Yes, definitely. I am definitely need your help. I am going to a holiday of vacation this coming Saturday. I'm going to a beautiful place, and it's a very interesting and beautiful place. I've waited for a long time to go, and I am feeling extremely anxious and worried. And money wise, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is. I need some solid shifting about this.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at?
Seven.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a classical example of someone getting what they want and then not sure whether they want it or not. Leroy, I'll turn this over to you.
Well,
I kind of went through this myself this morning, so I figure it's better if I turn it over to you, Leroy.
Well, what's the worst thing that can happen in relation to this holiday? There's something that's
just
worrying.
Get more in debt, spend too much money, get injured because I'm going skiing.
Okay, and what's worse than that?
Not be able to ski anymore. That is really bad.
So if you don't go, you don't get to ski. And if you do go, you don't get to ski.
Right.
Talk about painting yourself into a corner, hey?
Okay, but what happens when you build up debt too high and you have too much debt? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Oh, I just have to continue this cycle of working two jobs and barely keeping up. Like exhaustion. Like, okay, where is my life going? What am I going to do with my life now?
Okay, and what's worse? You're exhausted, don't know what to do with your life. What's worse than that?
Oh, having no vitality. No vitality, just working and almost miserable. Pretty close.
Okay, no vitality, miserable. Okay, what's worse than that?
Well, that would be like having no vitality, no women, no intimacy, none of that.
Hit the nail on the head. Yeah. Not being able to attract women anymore.
So all alone, let's make it worse. You're all alone, no one to be with, and miserable. Does that sound about the worst?
Yeah, because dead is probably, I won't feel anything.
Now, you see, Rahul, you talked about going on holiday, getting to ski, and yet there's something bothering you. And this is typical for us human beings, that there are worse scenarios down underneath that we aren't surfacing, but are actually part of our fears. And they operate on us and get in the way of, you going on this holiday and having a fantastic time. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of worry, anxiety, anxiousness, a fear of being all alone, no companionship, just kind of going through life exhausted. So we're going to clear that all away, get you neutral to all that. Now, what's the best scenario? You go on holiday, and what's the best thing that can happen?
It can be like what I call the three S's. Sushi, skiing, and intimacy. Like that's kind of switched it for the radio.
Okay. I already made it.
You're not fully embodied.
Not neutral to this best scenario as well. You see, when we're not neutral to the best thing that can happen for us, we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. And then we're getting in the way of really having that wonderful holiday. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to all the very, very best things happening, to you having prosperity and vitality and feeling wonderful and great companionship. Let's get you neutral to all that.
Okay, Raul, we have to take a quick break again here. So I'm just going to hang on to you over the break if you have time. And Leroy and I are going to work on this a little bit more, because what you're expressing is basically what the show is about, right, Leroy?
Yes. So,
imagine that. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Malouf on here with me today, and Raul has just called in, sad that he's finally going on his vacation. And so we're going to shift him into the next 3 minutes into being anticipating the joy of going on this vacation. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We have Leroy Maloof and Raul from Washington on the line. Before we continue, I just wanted, because I forget to do this sometimes, I wanted to just say that today's a very special day for me today. February 1st was 10 years ago to the day, the first time that a dragon appeared to me and wanted to be painted. It was exactly 10 years today, and it was exactly 10 years today that my cat Pearl was born. And it's also exactly 6 years today that my mom had her funeral and made her transition. Oh, she made her transition on the 26th of January, but she the funeral was on February 1st. And so this is a really amazing day for me. I felt a lot of emotion myself this morning. And I have to say that my own radio show has actually shifted me and the guests on the show to recognize, oh, it's just the overwhelm of finally putting this program into place that I've been wanting to do for 10 years. And yay. So when we approach our absolute best, we have a tendency to get kind of emotional and react, right, Leroy?
Yes, we do. Yes.
So, but anyway, you can check that new program out. I'm having my first live event on March 17th, 18th, and 19th in Kelowna here. That information is now up on the website. So excited to share that. And also my teleshifting conferences that are aftercare for a year after, if people wish to participate in that. You can find all of that on thetruthisfunny.com. There. Now I just realized what was going on for me this morning. Thank you, Leroy.
Sure.
Raul. Brian, do we have Raul here?
We should. Are you there, Raul?
I am here.
All right. Hey. Let's have at it.
Where are you at, Raul?
I think about three.
Yeah, you recognize the last time you went skiing that you had an appendicitis?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who looked after you?
My mom.
And who else?
My sister a little bit.
There you go. So you got what you wanted from them, right? You know, yeah, that your sister and your mother are more than capable of looking after themselves and you when need be. Just correcting this.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah. Leroy, I'm just going to get you to finish up here with Raul.
Raul, when you think of going skiing now and having a wonderful holiday, how much anxiousness and worry are you feeling right now?
About the pure significance of what I do is the most amazing thing I've ever done. That's why I do it.
And are you looking forward to your holiday now?
Oh, I am. Yes, absolutely.
Good work, Leroy.
Okay, let me just check one more thing.
Yeah, it's a little weak still.
Yeah. See, you were only looking forward to it at about a 5 out of 10. It feels like it's now like a 7. Let's just, again, delete all the unconscious. I'm going to take the unknown factors now that we've not covered that we're still getting in the way. There's about 100, 200 of those. We're just going to delete those. And now strengthen you to go to this holiday full of joy and anticipation and having a wonderful time.
Thank you very much.
That feels way better. Where are you at, Rob?
It does indeed.
There you go.
Like 3 or 2, yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for calling in. We do have another caller, Leroy. Do you think we can squeak one more energetic shift out here?
Definitely.
Brian, who's our caller here?
Well, it's Trisha from British Columbia. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Trisha. We don't have a whole lot of time, so just if you can let Leroy and I know really quick what you would like us to shift, we'll be happy to do that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, I have had a bit of a revelation. I've lost my job numerous times over the years, around about this time, and what I'd like to know is, somebody pointed out that I always fall into a deep depression, and so I'm blaming, or I'm using my job as my self-worth. How do I separate that?
Okay, there we go. Okay, on 0 to 10, just give me a number, 10 being the worst.
I would say probably about an 8.
Okay.
How old are you?
I am 48.
And what is your work?
I am an automotive painter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I love it. I bet you haven't heard that before, Leroy.
I haven't.
There's a problem out there.
The first thing that comes to mind, how much satisfaction do you get out of painting autos?
Lots. I like to see the finished product.
You like to see the finished product? Is that what you said?
Yes. Making something that's all crinkly, nice and shiny afterwards.
Okay.
But what is it that bothers you about the work?
Maybe I'm not recognized enough in the industry.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm getting that you actually notice every imperfection in your work to the very, very specific work, right? And so you're always looking for the imperfections in your work, which is good, because then that's why you do such a good job on a vehicle. But I'm getting that maybe there's some other things you'd like to paint. What do you think, Leroy?
Yeah. What I was picking up was, how much does it bother you to be continually working with potentially toxic paints every day, and the cleanup, and how many warnings have you bought into about them? I get that you've bought into about 400 warnings about the toxic effects of all the stuff you're dealing with. Does that make any sense?
I'm not quite understanding.
Yeah. But she suppressed this quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're running out of time here, so we're just like, we only got 3 minutes, so I'm
okay.
Just worried.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to deprogram everything you've ever bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can't do. We're going to also deprogram everything you've bought into about degeneration and aging. We're also going to deprogram anything and everything you bought into about things from outside of our body that can harm our body. And we're just going to wipe that off your hard drive. And then we're just going to reprogram to the really, really positive feeling you get from the good work you do.
Love it. And by the way, everyone listening in now or later, this is that was a powerful shift for everybody. Leroy, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Brian, for taking the calls. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening with Leroy Malouf from Energetic Wellbeing Process. Check Leroy out. He's an amazing energy practitioner. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. If you want to check out the details for my new program, Call to Dance, you can find that at www.energeticupgrade.com. Bye for now. We'll see you next week at 8 o'clock.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.